Hello. Thank you for joining for quote 210 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Donakers. We begin by remembering the truth, and from this place of clarity, we allow the quote to speak to us. As we sink deeply into our hearts, into the remembrance of what we are, we start by coming into the present moment. Allowing the body-mind to relax into a comfortable seat. Taking a few deep breaths, allowing the breath to calm the body and the mind. Allowing ourselves for the next few minutes to be here, not going anywhere else. There's no place to go, nothing to do, nothing to fix. Just relaxing into here and now. Noticing what's here in awareness, what sounds, what smells, simply being aware without any opinion. Simply as that which is aware. And what body sensations? Just noticing. Just noticing what's in awareness right now, without wanting to change it or judge it or explain it. Simply watching. Watching as a scientist would, without attachment, simply noticing. And notice what frame of mind and what mood or emotions are here in awareness. Recognizing these are all here in awareness. Letting them all be there in awareness. Knowing that you are the awareness. All that is over there, and you're here, observing, unattached, unentangled, simply being. Simply watching what's in awareness, allowing it to be there just as it is, not needing to fix, wanting to change, wishing it were different, simply allowing it, recognizing that it's not you, it doesn't affect you. You are always, already, completely peaceful. If the mind is distracting, engaging you in following it, simply return back to the present moment. Allow the breath to bring you into the present moment. And again, notice that you are simply the awareness of everything in the present moment. You are not the mind. You are not the body. You are not the body's sensations, the thoughts. You were the one before all that. Simply being awareness, the one, the only awareness. Arunachala Ramana, or A. Ramana, writes about consciousness, awareness. He writes, "Consciousness of water is itself not wet or damp. Nor is consciousness of fire itself hot. Consciousness of time has no time in it. Consciousness of space has no space in it. Consciousness that is conscious of solid objects has no hardness in it. Pure consciousness is not affected by that which it is conscious of, but it may appear to be. It may appear to be affected by it. This appearance, when identified with, allows for and sustains the concept and experience of duality, of separation and division. Which is, in fact, the basis of suffering. That is conflict, contradiction, confusion, and unhappiness. But consciousness itself, the awareness that is conscious of separation, division, conflict, confusion, and unhappiness, has none of these qualities or characteristics in it. Consciousness itself, the awareness that is conscious of separation, division, conflict, confusion, and unhappiness, has none of these qualities or characteristics in it. Notice for yourself that awareness of time has no time in it. Awareness of space has no space in it. Awareness of solid objects has no hardness in it. Awareness of water is itself not wet or damp. Consciousness awareness of fire itself has no hot in it. pure consciousness is not affected by that which is in consciousness or awareness, even if it appears to be. The appearance doesn't change the truth. Remain here, simply being the awareness, unaffected, always at peace. When you listen, listen to the heart. Not the human heart, which may dream but is still limited in its perspective. Listen to the heart of all, which is connected to life and our one joy. Listen in silence for a moment. Ask the heart what to do, how to respond, and what to say, if anything. When you ask the heart with no personal attachment to the answer, and with a desire only to do what the heart would guide you to do, a clear answer can be given, because no other desire blocks the answer you most want to hear. Given from our Holy Spirit. When you listen, listen to the heart, not the human heart, which may dream but is still limited in its perspective. Listen to the heart of all, which is connected to life and our one joy. Listen in silence for a moment. Ask the heart what to do, how to respond, and what to say, if anything. When you ask the heart with no personal attachment to the answer, and with a desire only to do what the heart would guide you to do, a clear answer can be given, because no other desire blocks the answer you most want to hear. When you listen, listen to the heart, not the human heart, which may dream, but is still limited in its perspective. Listen to the heart of all, which is connected to life and our one joy. Listen in silence for a moment. Ask the heart what to do, how to respond, and what to say, if anything. When you ask the heart with no personal attachment to the answer, and with a desire only to do what the heart would guide you to do, a clear answer can be given, because no other desire blocks the answer you most want to hear. When you listen, listen to the heart, not the human heart, which may dream but is still limited in its perspective. Listen to the heart of all, which is connected to life and our one joy. Listen in silence for a moment. Ask the heart what to do, how to respond, and what to say, if anything. When you ask the heart with no personal attachment to the answer, and with a desire only to do what the heart would guide you to do, a clear answer can be given, because no other desire blocks the answer you most want to hear. Thank you for joining for quote 210 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Donakers. Namaste.